This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, April 16th, 2020. As of this morning, Jefferson County Public Health reports 28 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the county. Of the 701 tested to date, 668, or 95%, tested negative, while 4% tested positive for the presence of the virus. Five people are now awaiting test results. These numbers reflect the shortages in availability of COVID-19 screening and represent less than 1% of our population. As testing continues, the county has not reported any new cases in a week. This indicates that social distancing is a qualified success, but government and health officials underscore the importance of continuing our newly acquired safety habits. The Port Townsend Farmers Market has rescheduled its opening for April 25th, that's a week from Saturday, to operate under social distancing and safety guidelines. About 14 vendors are now expected to participate, well short of the average 70 vendors who normally fill the space at the corner of Lawrence Street and Tyler Street uptown. The market usually operates one crowded block with a middle row. Next week, the middle row will be gone and vendors will distance from themselves. Additionally, the market has published a list of safety tips. Wear masks, arrive with a grocery list. Limit attendance to one person per household. Purchase groceries without touching food and avoid cash. Market manager Amanda Mill-Holland told KPTZ that many of the vendors will take bank cards, unlike previous years when cardholders were required to purchase market tokens. These tokens, which Mill-Holland said are safer than cash, will still be available to accommodate vendors who do not have the required bank card hardware. Attendees are, of course, implored to wash their hands, maintain a personal distance, and stay at home if you are sick. These guidelines are nothing new, operating as standard behavior since the pandemic began. They also correspond with the guidelines for visiting a supermarket. These cautions bear repeating to avoid complacency at a critical time. During this time, the farmers market abandons its role as a community meeting place. Instead, it becomes a place where people can purchase quality local food and support its growers. The market operates from 9 a.m. to noon for the duration of the emergency. The Chimcombe and Port Townsend Wednesday markets are scheduled to respectively open in June and July. People are using the time at home to answer the census, according to statistics released by Jefferson County. As of Tuesday, just over half the county residents had filled out their census form. The initial due date was the end of April. That is now extended into the summer. April 1 was the survey date, with people asked to state their location at the time. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to wait. The good news is that those who wait will still remember where they were on that date. The bad news is that filling out the census form doesn't provide a lot of relief from the boredom of isolation, as it takes only a few minutes to complete. The anonymous census data, when complete, determines federal representation and funding, offering direct benefit to each locale. If the carrot doesn't work, here's the stick. People refusing to participate or providing false information can draw a fine. Port Townsend resident Joy Winfrey has organized Face Mask Challenge Port Townsend, leading a network of seamsters. As of earlier this week, they have made over 2,200 face masks for the community. Of course, this does not reflect the dozens of others who are contributing masks on their own. Those interested in helping this group but don't have a machine are welcome to donate elastic cording, quarter inch or less flat elastic, and 1/2 inch double fold bias tape. For information, email Winfrey at ezjoy2@hotmail.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant with some of today's news. Everything could change tomorrow.